我们感谢神，今天有四位的姐妹能够接受主成为神的儿女。那也是刚好是感恩节，所以我们要思想我们所认识的这位耶稣啊。
We are very thankful that today we have our four sisters that are being baptized and now under the name of our Lord Jesus Christ and God. And also because in this new church building, we're extremely thankful. And also we want to remember that it's also the season of Thanksgiving and we'd like to be giving thanks.
如果弟兄姐妹你说到底这个感恩节我能够感恩什么，你仔细想一定有很多可以感恩。
As you reflect on what are the things that we can be thankful and grateful for, there are so many things during the season of Thanksgiving that we can be thankful for.
但有一个呢，尤其呢，我们更加感恩的，就是因为我们所认识的耶稣。
Especially we want to be thankful because of the Jesus we know.
圣经常常讲说，我们应该赞美感谢耶和华，因为耶和华本为什么？善，他的慈爱永远长存。
In Scripture, it always reminds us they want to be thankful because for our Lord Jesus Christ. Because His grace is good, and He is full of goodness.
如果你常常想到我们这位神主耶稣是何等的善，我想我们这个感恩节会有更多的感恩。
As we reflect on the kindness of our Lord Jesus Christ, we have extremely more things to be thankful for.
即使环境不顺利，当我们想到这位耶稣是何等的善。
Even though there might be negativity in our environment and situations.
因此，今天我们的信息刚好就是跟这有关，因为我们所认识的这位耶稣，他自己说，他就是世界的光。
And this is extremely related to the topic for today, because our Lord Jesus Christ proclaimed that He is the light of the world.
我们要来思想。
As we meditate on this,
所以我们来看看经文。
Let's look at scripture.
我们下面要看，哦，对不起，这个，哦，对不起，是不是没有，哦。OK, here we go. Right. 在约翰福音八章十二到三十节。
In the book of John, chapter 8, verses 12 through 30.
我想为了省时间呢，就我请十四的姐妹用英文读，我们其他用中文看啊。
Okay, I would because of time, I would like to invite Sister Cecilia to read the English version, while you will be reading along in the Chinese version. So, John chapter 8, verse 12. When Jesus spoke again to the people, he said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." The Pharisees challenged him. "Here you are appearing as your own witness. Your testimony is not valid." Jesus answered, "Even if I testify on my own behalf, my testimony is valid. For I know where I come from and where I'm going. But you have no idea where I come from or where I am going. You judge by human standards. I pass judgment on no one. But if I do judge, my decisions are right because I am not alone. I stand with the Father who sent me. In your own law, it is written that the testimony of two men is valid. I am one who testifies for myself. My other witness is the Father who sent me." Then they asked me, "Where is your Father? You do not know me or my Father," Jesus replied. "If you knew me, you would know my Father also." He spoke these words while teaching in the temple area, near the place where the offerings were put. Yet no one seized him because his time had not come. Once more, Jesus said to them, "I'm going away and you will look for me and you will die in your sin. Where I go, you cannot come." This made the Jews ask, "Will he kill himself? Is that why he says, 'Where I go, you cannot come'?" But he continued, "You are from below. I am from above. You are of this world, I am not of this world. I told you that you would die in your sins. If you do not believe that I am the one I claim to be, you will indeed die in your sins." "Who are you?" they asked. "Just what I have been claiming all along," Jesus replied. "I have such I have much to say in judgment of you, but he who sent me is trustworthy, and what I have heard from him I tell the world. They did not understand what he was telling them about his Father. So Jesus said, when you have lifted up the Son of Man, then you will know that I am the one I claim to be, and that I do nothing on my own but speak just what the Father has taught me. The one who sent me is with me. He has not left me alone, for I always do what pleases him. Even as he spoke, many put their faith in him. This is a very critical passage.
这在约翰福音里头，耶稣自己亲自来介绍自己。
In the passage of in the book of John, Jesus is giving an introduction of himself.
他说我是世界的光。
He said, I am the light of the world.
我们常常忘，当基督徒很久，我们忘记他是何等的宝贵。
Many times we forget how precious he really is.
我们当中还在慕道的朋友，我巴不得你能够看到这位耶稣是何等的好，他是世界的光。
For a lot of seekers among us and the pre-Christians, I want to allow you to see how important and how precious is this light of the world.
首先我把这段经文的背景跟大家讲一下。
Firstly, I would like to introduce you the background of this passage.
这段经文呢，是从第七约翰福音七到八到九的一起的，是耶稣在地神的儿子耶稣来世界上三年的时间。有一次他在耶路撒冷的圣殿，耶稣主要是在北边的，他从小在北边长大，但他特别到耶路撒冷一个节日叫祝棚节，在那里讲道。
This passage is actually from a grouping of chapter 7, 8, and 9, and this talked about how Jesus came down to Jerusalem to attend the Feast of the Tabernacle.
为什么要在这个节日去那边讲到？因为耶路撒冷所有的犹太人每一年有三次从各地要回到耶路撒冷的圣殿敬拜神。耶稣找这个时候有他的原因，找这个地点有更多的人在那里，他要宣告他到底是谁。
Why? Because three times a year, all the Jews will need to congregate in Jerusalem in the temple to be celebrating the feast. And Jesus used this opportunity to proclaim himself to as many Jews as possible.
那很多人可能问我，牧师，到底什么叫祝棚节？
A lot of people might ask me, what is this Feast of the Tabernacle?
祝棚节就是露营，就是住在帐篷里头。
It is kind of similar to what we do today, is camping, is living in temporary shelters.
对，犹太人呢，神给他们的规定，每一年的七，他们的七月，就是今天我们的十月底，十月中十月底，就是这个时候很接近，十一月多。当初我们西方国家有感恩节，大概也是因为原因想到神当初给他的百姓设立的祝棚节。
And this Feast of Tabernacle is an ordinance from God that he would like his people to live in these temples for 7 days, and in the seventh month for 7 days, and usually is parallel to the October months of our times.
祝棚节主要就是以色列人除了有一个很一般的，每一年到年底，他们要感谢神在一年的供应，在一年里头他们的收割已经结束了。 所以想到今年我有这样那样的神给我这些农作，要感恩，所以设立这个节目来感神。And
also a feast that the Jews uses a time to give thanks to God at the end of the year to remember and to reflect on the many blessings that God has given them.
但不止这样，还要纪念上帝在以前，在他们的列祖，就是以色列人开国的时候，上帝。 那时候，以色列人本来是在埃及当奴隶的。上帝亲自的把他们从埃及当奴隶的这种次等公民，把他们拯救出来，然后要给他们一个新的地方，就是今天的以色列这个地方，给他们有自己的国家、自己的地方。而在那个旅程有38年的旷野，上帝在那里一直的保护、供应。
And also to commemorate how God has led their ancestors out of Egypt and into the wilderness for 38 years. And finally, God has blessed them with their own country, with their own land.
所以, 大家如果看到圣经的旧约就有记载祝棚节的来源，利未记二十三章四节的每年七月就是我们的十月，要向耶和华守这节七天，作为你们世世代代永远的规定，每一年都要守这个节日。为了什么呢？为了要住在帐篷七天，凡以色列家人都要住在棚里，做什么？好叫你们世世代代知道我领以色列人出埃及的时候，曾使他们住在棚里，我是耶和华他们的神。
It's just like it's been recorded in the book of Leviticus, chapter 23, verses 41 through 43. It says here, celebrate this festival to the Lord for 7 days each year, which is the seventh month, like October in our times. This is to be a lasting ordinance for the generations to come. Celebrate in the seventh month. Live in temporary shelters for 7 days. All native-born Israelites are to live in these shelters. So your descendants will know that I had the Israelites live in temporary shelters when I brought them out of Egypt. I am the Lord your God.
38年没有固定的居所，就每天搭帐篷，睡觉起来就搭帐篷，拿掉就这样，神的带领他们保护。你看。
For 38 years, they lived in temporary shelters. Every day, they have to be in camps, taking down the camp equipment and then putting it up for 38 years.
弟兄姐妹，你去搭帐篷住38年试看看，我大概都生病都死掉了。
How about you try living in a tents for 38 years?
并且是在沙漠旷野，没有电，没有水。
It's in the desert, in the wilderness. There are no electricity and no running water.
不是这样，你们如果仔细看那38年上帝怎么样保护供应带领他们出埃及记有记载，白天耶和华的云彩就在帐幕里，不只有搭帐篷住着，你要晓得中东一带到夏天热得不得了，我去过，你根本就晒死，在那个时候住帐篷还不够，上面还用云彩，云彩做什么？挡住那个太阳的炙热。
So for 38 yearsCan you imagine, you know, God protected these people day in and day out with everything they needed. Not only a camp equipment, but also is recorded in the book of Exodus, chapter 40, verse 38. It says here, For the cloud of the Lord was on the tabernacle by day, and fire was in it by night, in the sight of all the house of Israel throughout all the journeys. Why? Because the cloud acts as a shelter, as a protection for them from the sun. It's really bright.Strong sun in the Middle East.
我最近在学习这个种蔬菜。
And lately, I've been learning how to plant vegetables.
我才知道这个云彩的重要。
So I understand how important the clouds are.
因为我种的蔬菜到夏天的时候，那个太阳一晒就死掉了。
Because in the summertime, when the sun is so strong coming down on the vegetables, they all die.
有一次我去这个 Julia 家，才知道她有一个秘密，原来上面搭个棚子啊。
So last time when I visited our sister Julia, I can see why the secret is to have a tent over these vegetables to shield from the sun.
她很会种,
so she's an expert in growing vegetables.
然后晚上呢，他们云中有火。
And in the nighttime, there's fire inside the cloud.
为什么晚上反而要？因为那时候太热了，白天反而在帐篷。搭着帐篷，然后上面云彩挡住热的睡觉，晚上才起来行军，38年这样子。
So why the fire in the nighttime? Because during the day is so hot, the sun is so bright that they need to be inside the tents and the camps. That they only need to come out in the evening time to do their work.
然后晚上走路，如果你到沙漠，你就知道黑漆漆的，不要，因为白天你沙漠你都找不出方向。
So when you're in the desert, you understand that there are no direction and is really nowhere. You don't see anything.
有我有孩子小的时候，有一次我带他们去沙漠玩啊，去沙漠开那个摩托车，他先冲上去。
When my kids were little, I took them to the desert to ride the motorcycle.
然后他先冲上去之后，我也跟着车子就砰就开上去。
They drove off first, and then I followed them.
我已经找不到他们了。
And I couldn't find them.
我真的不知道往哪个方向走，一到沙漠一看，每个方向都一样，我真的吓死了。要往前去找他，往东去找他，往左去找他，我没办法决定方向。
So in the desert, it's very difficult to tell directions, whether you go east or north or south or west, it doesn't matter.
这就是为什么神天上有火柱， 让他们沿着火柱在带领他们往前走。
That's why the Lord gave them, the fire, pillar of fire to guide them in the nighttime.
这就是神对以色列人的这样子的保护带领，所以要他们每一年守住棚节。
This is how God had protected them for 38 years, and this is why God wanted them to have this Feast of Tabernacle to commemorate what God had done for them.
而就是在这种场合，耶稣来跟他们宣告，我就是世界的光。等一下我们要思考什么意思。
At that time, Jesus came to proclaim that he is the light of the world.
而你看看那时候，当，对不起，这个是不是我关掉了？我弄错啊，帮我打开一下。我本来要 backtrack the slide， 请你帮我。是 power off？ OK， good， all right。就是在这种场合，耶稣来到圣殿宣告。
This is when Jesus came to the temple courts and to proclaim。
而那一段经文，那些犹太人，圣经记载，那犹太人就是当初一些反而一些聪明的领袖们，反而不信，骄傲不信，跟他争论。
The ones that claim to be more intelligent will engage in a debate and argument with Jesus because they do not believe in him.
但是仍然有许多人信了他。
But yet there's still many that will believe.
所以现在我们就来思想，什么叫做世界的光？耶稣在讲什么
？Let's meditate on what does it mean to be the light of the world. Why is Jesus saying that he is the light of the world?
借助光的意思呢？耶稣说：“我就是世界的光。”你看，直接讲，我就是世界的光。跟从我的，就不在黑暗里头，必要得着生命的光。
Jesus spoke to them, saying, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness.But we have the light of life.
你弟兄姐，你看这个有多么重要！得着我了，就会得着生命的光。
Whoever has me will have the light of life.
你问我到底什么叫世界的光
？What is the light of the world?
第一个，世界的光代表神是我们的引导。
First, it represents that Jesus and God is our guide.
是不是那时候以色列人在旷野的时候，神？晚上就用火柱让他们看到，才知道往哪边走。38年就这样引导他们。
So in for 38 years, God have been the guide for them while they were in the wilderness.
弟兄姐妹们，我越来越觉得我们生命真的需要引导。
More and more I think about it, in our life we really need a guide.
这个世界实在是很混乱，对不对
？And this world is in chaotic situations.
我们有时候很不知道。我们的将来是如何
？Sometimes we don't really know where our future leads.
我们面对每天都有困难。
Every day we face.
我们有时候不知道怎么做决定是最好，心里上上下下。
And we don't know how to make decisions. We are indecisive.
可能我们这里年纪大一点的时候，我已经走到人生差不多末了了，像我一样啊，我快末了了，对不对啊？我人生 all set 了 ，all set， 因为我已经走出来了，对。
So for some of the elderly people like myself, me too, and we have already gone through some of that, you know, paths, and we feel that we have some experience, so we have actually come out of it.
其实 not yet.
But it's not yet.
等你有了孩子，有了孙子，你还是在为他们忧虑。
Wait till you have grandchildren. You still be concerning for them.
你真的不知道他们将来的，你会忧虑的。你会知道说他们这个决定好不好？你会给他压力，并且你会整天睡不着觉。
You'll be concerning for your grandchildren. Sometimes you might be maybe even losing sleep over them because you don't know how the future will turn out.
就是今天的光景一样。你说每一年在台湾、在美国、在欧洲民主国家，他选总统，有时候我们真的还不知道要选哪一个好，对不对？
And many times, whether you're in U.S. or Europe or anywhere else in the world, sometimes, you know, like a presidential election, we don't know who to vote for.
对紧张的人就整天在那边示威了啊，对不对
？The people that are most concerning, they will be like, how do I?
对有一神的人，他可以安稳，因为他知道不管怎么样，上帝在引导。每一个人，包括引导这个世界往他自己的方向去。
But for us who believe in God, we don't have that concern because we know that ultimately God is in control. He manages everything.
但是我感谢神。
And praise the Lord.
弟兄姐妹，你也可以感谢神。
And you too can praise the Lord.
因为我回顾我从 小时候到没有信主，不认识神，不认识耶稣，到后来信了主，到后来来美国念书拿学位工作，到后来成为传道，我发觉一生都是上帝在带领。
As I reflect on my life, from even from I was a little kid, as a non-believer, all the way to older, I became a believer, and going to college and formal life and family life, and then to now and to pastoral serving, all through my life.
所以我今天我可以知道，上帝真的是在引导，并且会引导我的孩子。
And I know and I believe that God is my guide and He's going to be the guide of my children.
弟兄姐妹们，或基督徒还没有信主的，你想要一个人在世上像孤儿在那边整天蹦蹦跳跳，心中不，还是说你觉得这一生有谁引导，有这种肯定，哪一个是比较好？
So as you think about it, whether you have a guide to guide you, you know, or as Christians, or you are you still seeking, you're like an orphan.Kind of like you're flowing through life without knowing what's going to happen.
感谢神，耶稣是我们的引导。
Thanks be to God that Jesus is our guide.
因为圣经讲得很清楚，每一个基督徒，当你接受耶稣以后，他就差遣圣灵在你心中。只要你跟神亲近，你祷告，你常常亲近他的时候，他真的在生命里常常在引导你。
For us Christians, we're very thankful because the minute we believe, we have the Spirit of God in us, and He is our guide, and we don't need to be worrying about anything.
罗马书说，因为被神的灵引导的，都是神的儿子。
In Romans, it says, "For all who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God."
你看耶稣很有意思哦，他跟他们讲，他们不信啊。他们一开始说，你是谁？你是什么？你是世界的光，你有什么了不起？他们不信。后来耶稣跟他们直接讲说，你们是从下头来的，我是从什么样上头来的？你们属这个世界，我不属这个世界。
And Jesus is very humorous because I know that a lot of people do not believe him, and even though he is trying to impart with them this grace that he's extending to them, but and those people debate with him.And finally he said, you are from below, I am from above. You are of this world, and I am not.
耶稣在讲什么？你们是住在这个世界，你们是人，我是在高高之外，这个世界之外，从那里来。意思他就是讲他是神，然后为什么他要讲这个？
He's telling us that we are humans, we live on this earth, but he's not. He's from heaven, he's from above. He's godly.
我们中国人常常会讲怎么样啊？当局者迷，旁观者怎么样清，对不对
？A lot of, sometimes you know we Chinese have this saying that the ones that are insiders doesn't seem to see things as clearly as those outsiders.
耶稣的意思就是这样，你们这些世人在这个世界上，你们很有限，你们不知道前面有什么会发生。就算你很聪明，有时候跟你想法不一样，但我在外面看得清清楚楚的，因为我是神，我高高在那里。你跟随我，你会有光，你会有生命的光。
And Jesus is telling us that we are humans. We live on this earth. We don't see things clearly, but He is from above. He's from heaven. He's way above. He sees everything clearly.
所以，这是第一点，什么叫耶稣？他宣告他是世界很重要，他我们生命需要引导，他就是我们的引导。
It's very important about this proclamation that Jesus had that He is the light of the world.
第二个什么意思？我想我就跳了啊，我不讲那么多。第二个呢，他要讲什么呢？什么叫做他是第二个？他意思说我是保护你们脱离你生命的炙热的那个神。
Secondly, He said that He is our protector.
在旷野的时候，那个太阳再下来，他们没办法生存，所以他必须保护他们。
When the sun comes down, when they were in the wilderness, that's why they need to be protected.
我们也一样。
We are the same way.
我们如果稍微知道现象，说这个世界上实在是很多的逆境，很多的苦难，很多的不顺利，是不是
？We can see that in this world there are so many difficulties, there are so many sufferings and so many.Bad things happening.
我们有很多的生命的那种像火一样的试炼的炙热。
And we have a lot of fires in our lives.
有时候健康很好，突然来一个不治之病，你简直是无法睡觉。
We might have good health, but all of a sudden your health are deteriorated.
有时候你工作好好的，突然公司要关掉，
You might have a good job, but then all of a sudden the company might have been talking about closures.
有时候夫妻关系结婚结得很好，突然之间怎么会有外遇？怎么会有突然改变感情，然后要抛弃对方？你看，生命很奇怪。
In marriages, you have a great wedding, you have a great marriage, but all of a sudden you have mistresses, and it becomes, you know, a concerning issue in your life. Everything breaks down.
有时候你帮你的孩子预备的很好的道路，供应给他一切，偏偏的他不是照你所为他计划的去发生。
And you might think you have a great plan for your children, but they're not following what you desire for them.
我们发觉这个生命实在太奇怪。
And this life is very strange.
在这种光景之下，我们何等需要保护，需要给我们力量的那一位。
Under all these circumstances, we need strength. We need guidance.
朋友们，我们需要神。
Friends, we all need God.
我们需要耶稣。
We all need Jesus.
靠着我们自己在这个世上，总是会有碰到，有一天会碰到很难承担的事。
Leaning on our own capability, we're going to encounter sufferings and difficulties.
有时候我们的亲人死掉了，很爱的亲人死掉，我们无法睡觉承担。
And sometimes maybe the death in our family, someone that's very close to us passed away, and we could not even sleep at night.
几年前我遇到一个还没有信主的的朋友来找我。
And several years ago, I've encountered a friend that's is not Christians yet.
他很显然在中国有一个很幸福的家庭。
In China, he had a very great family.
我可以看到他跟他母亲关系很好，很爱他。
And he has a very close relationship with his mother.
但是总是要结婚呢。
But then, you know, ultimately, he has to get married.
结婚以后就到美国来了。
After he got married, he came to United States.
也很有很好很有成就，丈夫带他到美国有很好的工作。
He had a great job, had a lot of successes in the United States.
他的生命炙热有一天临到他。
But then one day something happened to his life.
他也是很爱他的儿女，偏偏儿女不听话悖逆。
He loved his children, but his children are rebellious.
他几乎无法承担。
And he could not even, you know, endure this kind of pain.
几乎像仇人一样。
It's like enemies and facing enemies in the family.
孩子还故意要让他生气，好像仇人。
And he feels like that his children are like enemies to him. They rebel him.
后来不止这样子，有一天他听到他没在中国的母亲还没有年纪很大，得到癌症。
And one day he got news about his mother in China that she actually gotten cancer.
其实这种事情我们也听多了，也没什么，对不对？
And we have heard about a lot of these situations.
但我发觉他特别的弱。
But I feel that he is especially weak.
他说他等于是常常就睡觉就半夜醒过来。
And he will not have a good sleep. He will wake up in the middle of the night.
然后他就哭泣。
And he will be crying.
那很长的时间。
For a long, long time.
后来忧郁症。
And finally, it fell into depression.
他完全无法承担。
And he could not endure it.
所以我才会断定他家庭一定很幸福，跟他妈妈关系很好。
So I deduce that he had a very good relationship with his mother. He had a very happy family.
我们需要神超过我们的一位，因为有一位神，耶稣说：“我会成为你生命炙热中给你力量的那一位。”
We all need God because Jesus said that He's going to give us strength as we endure life.
因为神会安慰我们。
Because God will comfort us.
每一个基督徒都知道，如果你信了耶稣，你常常亲近他，他会借着神，借着圣灵，常常在我们心中安慰我们。
For as Christians, we all know that the Spirit of God inside of us will encourage us and comfort us, especially times when we needed it.
哥林多后书讲说，我们在一切患难中，他就安慰我们。
In 2 Corinthians, it says that in our dismay, he is going to encourage us.
我们既多受基督的苦楚，就靠基督多得安慰。
As more, we will be able to receive.
有时候我们发觉，即使上帝这时候旨意没有显明，我们不知道往前面走，但我们知道神是 good, 是好的。
But sometimes we don't know how to continue forward, but we know that God is good.
因为他告诉我们，万事都要互相效力，神要让他叫爱他的人得益处。
Because he said that he is going to bless all those he loves.
有时候我们发觉我们跌倒了。
And sometimes we know that we've fallen.
我们犯罪了。
We had sinned.
我们得罪了别人了。
We have sinned against other people. We have a guilty feeling. And sometimes we might be regretting what had happened in the past. And we will convict our own sin.
但耶稣说，我不定你罪。
But Jesus says, I'm not going to do that to you.
每一个人都需要这个。
We all need this.
我们生命中有很多的炙热。
And there are so many things in life.
就是在这种光景，耶稣说：“我是世界的光。”
And in this context, Jesus said, "I am the light of the world."
帮助我们真的是可以感恩，并且我们更加的认识这位亲近他能够得着。
May all of us be more intent about knowing this Jesus and have this Jesus in our life.
那下面我们就来思考，为什么耶稣他可以说他是世界的光啊
？And secondly, let's meditate on why did Jesus said.He's the light of the world.
那些人呢，很不客气。他说：“你的见证是不对的，哈。”他十三节我没有写。他说：“你这个乱讲，你明明只是一个乡下人，只是一个最多一个老师，你是很懂圣经，你怎么可以说世界的光？”对犹太人讲，光只有神可以叫光，因为只有上帝可以告知他一切。我们怎么可能知道生命的光？他在讲这个，他们不信。
Some of the Jews challenged him and argued with him and said that his testimony is not valid. How can you know, someone from the countryside claim that he is the light of the world? In the Jewish cultural context, the light of the world means God.
就算是孔子也不会敢讲他是世界的光，对不对？
And even Confucius would not say he is the light of the world.
世界没有一个宗教的教主敢讲我是世界的光。
Nobody dare say that he is the light of the world.
所以这个问题我们一定要解决。
So this question, we need to resolve it.
但耶稣，你看他的见证。我虽然为自己讲我是世界的光，见证我见证是对的。为什么？因为我知道从哪里来，往哪里去。
And you can see from this passage, Jesus answered, "Even if I do bear witness about myself, my testimony is true, for I know where I come from and where I'm going." But you do not know where I'm come from and where I'm going.
如果你知道整个圣经的背景，还有约翰福音的，我哪里来，往哪里去？他的意思就是说，我就是上帝差来的，我就是那位爱我的上帝父神，我是他的儿子，差到世上来，为了你们来的，并且我还要回去。
From the context, this passage is pointing that Jesus is saying that he is the Son of God. He came from heaven to come to this earth because God sent him.To be here for us.
他说：“你们不知道我从哪里来，往哪里去。我是为自己做，还有差我来的父，就是上帝，也为我做过见证。我是他的儿子。”
And here Jesus says that I am the Son of the God that sent me.
然后他讲的更清楚了。刚刚我就讲过，我是从上头来的，你们是在下头来的。我是从不属这个世界。他很清楚，他在宣告他是。宇宙的唯一的真神，创造一切生命，一切整个宇宙的那位神。
Clearly, he is saying that he is from above. He is from heaven. He is the Son of God.
这就是为什么他可以说他是世界的光。
That's why he can proclaim that he is the light of the world.
弟兄姐妹们，你说如果说有人。你要说哪一个人是我生命的引导，是最有智慧的，是会掌管我生命包？你说你要信神还是信人
？So brothers and sisters, if you're thinking about finding a guide to guide your life through thick and thin, who do you think you will select? Someone from heaven or from earth?
很清楚的，我想我们都会选择信神，对不对
？So we will clearly pick something from heaven is to trust in God.
为什么耶稣可以说他是世界的光？因为他就是真神。
Why did Jesus say that he is the light of the world? Because he is a true God.
真的，我们只能这样相信。
This is what we need to believe.
并且必须这样相信。
And we ought to believe in this.
很多朋友们不知道，常常讲说，哎呀，信仰都是一样。
A lot of friends would say, hey, all religion, you know, are the same.
都是劝人为善嘛。
It's also encouraging people to be kind.
教导我做好人嘛。
And teaching me to be a good person.
是的，这是没有错，我们必须各种不同信仰的人尊重他们，他们也是很好，也是在想寻求善。
Yes, we need to respect all these other religions because they're all teaching people to be good.
但是耶稣不一样。
But Jesus is different.
因为耶稣是从上来的神，他才能够成为你生命的光，他才可以说他是世界的光。
Jesus is different because he is the God from above. He is indeed the light of the world.
你知道有一位这个英国很有名的，他是剑桥大学跟Oxford, 牛津大学的双个名大学的教授。
And there's a very famous professor in the UK. He was a graduate of Oxford.
他是这个很有名的作家。
And he was a very famous author.
他认识神，他也是一个神学家。
And he's also a theologian because he knows God.
很被世人所尊敬的，他的书翻译成30国家的语言，卖了几百万份。
He was very well accepted by everyone internationally. He has thousands of books being translated.
他讲过说，我们不能只说耶稣只是一个伟大的道德家与教师。
And he claimed, he says, you cannot just simply say that Jesus is a great moral teacher.
我们不能说，哎呀，他只是一个很好的人，很有道德，教得很好，我又要跟随他，不能只是这样子。
In not claiming that Jesus is just simply a renowned moralist and a teacher, and I'm just going to follow him.
因为这是矛盾的。
Because there's a conflict in this statement.
他说，我常听到人们这样讲，我愿意接受耶稣是一个好人，伟大的道德家教师，但我不能接受他自己说他是神。
And a lot of people say, I can accept that Jesus is a renowned moralist and a teacher, but I just simply cannot accept that he is God.
这种说法是不对的。
And I don't think this is right.
因为如果你说耶稣只是人，那你按他所说的话，你只能发觉他要不是精神失常的疯子，就是行邪术的魔鬼的骗子。
I mean, if he is a human, is only human, then he might only, according to his own words, he is either a lunatic or he is a sorcerer possessed by evil.
这真的是这样，如果你用逻辑来思考，只能这样子。
If you look at it logically, this is how it will play out.
他不可能是道德家好人，为什么？因为明明不是神，他说他是神，对不对？
Because he's not God, and he claims he's God.
一的他是很真心，只是神经失常，所以他乱讲话。
Either he's a lunatic, he'll just speak words of confusion.
要不然他就是像魔鬼级的骗子，因为他又可以行邪术。很多神机就像行邪术来骗你，只能这种选择。
Or maybe he's a cheater, a liar, and he's using his sorcerous power from the evil to act out on miracles.
你看这里就有一个图啊，对不起，没有中文，我去解释一下。这个你看。
A simple diagram.
我看这怎么用啊？怎么点？pointer 是上面啊。All right, 你看，位置，中间不是，位置来，哦，有。Doesn't show up. Oh, you're like that. Don't see it. Oh. Okay, 好，我的。好，可以。上面这句话说，耶稣说我是神。
And above it says, Jesus said, I am God.
好，如果是真的，你就相信他是神，对不对？
If his statement is true, then you believe in him.
那如果他不是神，右边。
And on the right hand side, if that the statement is false.
你只有两个可能，一个他骗人。
Either he's a liar.
Insincere, 你只能说他是骗子。
He's insincere and he's a liar.
如果他真心这样讲，只是，但他又不是，那只能说他是神经病。
If he's sincere, he's saying that, but he's really not, then he's just a lunatic.
但是耶稣不可能。
But Jesus just simply cannot.
只是一个道德家，一个好人。
Only a renowned moralist and a teacher.
只有三个选择，一的他是神。
There are only three choices here.
要不然就是
either he's God,
神经病,
he's a lunatic,
要不然就是骗子,
or a liar.
所以弟兄姐妹们,
so brothers and sisters,
这就是为什么他说我是世界的光。
That's why he says that he is the light of the world.
好，那你怎么样得着这个生命的光啊？你说他是你怎么样得到生命的光啊？怎么样让他成为我的引道，成为我炙热中的保护跟力量的避难所
？So now you said yes, he is the light of the world. But how can I receive this light of the world to help me, to guide me in my life, and to encourage me and comfort me?
十二节又讲得很清楚，耶稣对众人说：“我是世界的光。”怎么样？跟从我的，就不在黑暗走，必要得着生命的光。
So then Jesus spoke again, saying, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life."
怎么样得着生命的光
？So how do we get this light of life?
怎么样得着生命的光，弟兄姐妹们，这一节给你答案。
Brothers and sisters, how do we receive that?
跟从我，跟从耶稣。
We need to follow Jesus.
很多弟兄说，那怎么样跟从耶稣啊
？So people might ask, what does it mean to be following Jesus?
今天四位姐妹，你开始跟从耶稣了，你要怎么跟，你才会得到生命更多的光
？So these four sisters, starting from today, you'll be following Jesus. How do you follow?
当然大家很清楚，第一个就是信他是神啊，就像我们今天四个姐妹接受他是生命的主，信他是神，这没有错。
The first item.Is that you need to believe in it, that he is God. And like these four sisters today, they believe that Jesus is God.
第二个，你要效法他，多做主公。我想我们也都知道。
So we need to look at Jesus as our role model in life, and we need to follow him to do the things he did and do God's work.
多做主公的话，但还有第三个很重要。
And then there's also the third one that's very important.
你必须注视。耶稣在十字架上的荣光
，You must behold of his glory on the cross。
很重要，你必须注视这位耶稣，他在十字架上所显出他这位上帝的荣光的荣耀的爱，他的伟大，他的真理，你必须常常思想注视。
You must. It's a mandatory thing that you need to do. You need to reflect and meditate on the glory on the cross.
我发觉很多基督徒就是这一点缺乏，所以他没有生命的光。
Maybe some of the Christians lack this life because they do not do this.
你看耶稣怎么讲？耶稣说：“我你们举起人子来的时候，当你们把我举起来的时候，你就知道我是神来的基督。”
So Jesus said to them, "When you lifted up the Son of Man, then you will know that I am He."
并且真的知道我不是自己讲的话，真的是神来的。
And that I do not do anything, nothing on my own authority, but speak just as the Father told
me. 可能很多朋友说，牧师，什么叫做把我举起来啊？把我举起来是什么意思啊？
And Pastor, what does it mean to be lifting up the Son of Man?
弟兄姐妹，什么叫把耶稣基督举起来？
Brothers and sisters, what does it mean to be lifting up Jesus?
如果你看约翰福音，就是耶稣在讲什么？他说：“当你把我杀死的时候，当你把我钉死的时候，你才知道我是怎么样一位神。
So,
你才看到我的荣光。
In Scripture, it says that only when you crucify me, when I die, that you will see the glory.
你看，在约翰福音另外一个地方，他这样讲：现在这个世界要受审判，这世界的王要被赶出去。
In the book of John, chapter 12, verse 31, it says, "Now is the time for judgment on this world. Now the prince of this world will be driven out."
我若从地上被举起来
，But when I'm lifted up,
就要吸引万人来归我。
Will draw all men to myself.
耶稣这话指的是自己要怎么样死说的。
Jesus said this to show the kind of death he was going.
耶稣的意思就是，当你看到。我被你们杀死钉死的时候，你们就开始看到这位神是何等的爱你，这位神是何等的有智慧，这位神是何等愿意为你牺牲，并且又可以复活，可以超越死亡，你就开始看到这个神的慈爱的伟大，他对罪的心痛，看到我们受苦他的怜悯，因此他这样做。当你思想这个，你看到这个时候，你就被他吸引来跟随他。
Jesus is sharing with us that God loves us so much that He is painful to sin, to see our sins, that He is He's going to be sending our Lord Jesus Christ to die on the cross. Only when we gaze at His crucifixion and His glory, we will appreciate God's love for us and how much He's loving us.
这就是基督教跟不同信仰不一样的地方。
And this is the biggest difference between Christianity and other religions.
其他信仰推你。
Other religions will push you.
他推你去做好事以得上帝的荣光。
Will push you to do deeds of good.
他要求你做很多，那个都很好。
They will push you and expect you to do lots of things, lots of good deeds.
但按人的本性的罪性的自私的自我不可能。
But where our basic sinful nature cannot attain.
你必须要被吸引。
You need to be attracted.
基督教是吸引，不是推你。
Christianity is not pushing you; they are attracting you.
事实上，这是不是最好的领袖？我问大家。
And brothers and sisters, do you think this is a great leader?
啊，这个是让领袖 push you， 对不对
？And the leader will keep on pushing you.
真正有爱、好的领袖，他可以吸引人来。
But with a leader with love, they can attract you.
我记得这个我们这个教会的创会牧师焦元年牧师。
I remember our founding pastor, Pastor Chu.
从我自己的看来，他算是一个很好的领袖啊。
From my perspective, he is a great leader.
当然不是说 perfect， 我们没有一个人 perfect。
But not a perfect.
你知道他一生里头，他传道就单单在我跟他在一起的，他吸引大概有十几个人走上传道的路线。
And through his life, he had already attracted over 10-14 people to engage their life in pastoral ministries.
我传道二十年，大概只吸引三四个去神学院。
For in my ministry for the 20 years, I only attracted only 3 seminary students.
一个好的领袖，别人看到你的榜样，看到你的人。
A good leader, when they see your example, they want to be the role model, and because you attract them.
这就是耶稣所讲的。
And this is what Jesus is talking about.
你怎么跟从耶稣？
How do you follow Jesus?
你必须注视他的十字架上他所做的荣光。
You need to gaze at his glory.
这不是只有一次。
It's not just one time event.
你常常必须默想这位神是怎么爱你。
You need to continuously to meditate on how much this.God's love is.
你要默想这位神为什么这样做，这其中的智慧实在太高傲了。
And you need to meditate on why God does this to us, because this knowledge is way above us.
只有这样，你才有力量，才会有爱神的心往前走。
Only then will you have the strength and the courage to strive forward.
只有这样，即使碰到苦难、碰到逆境，你还是可能知道神不会抛弃你。
Regardless of sufferings and difficulties in lives and pain, you know that this God is there for you.
这是跟从耶稣第三个你必须做的。
And this is the third thing that you have to do when you follow Jesus.
所以圣经说，不是我们爱，乃是神先怎么样爱我们。
The scripture is telling us it's not because we love God, but because God loves us first.
还有一个经文很重要的，哥林多后书，保罗说，我们众人敞着脸，打开脸，看见。主耶稣在十字架上的荣光，就慢慢的，他像一个镜子就关照我们，然后我们就开始改变了。你生命怎么改变？你注视这个十字架上这位伟大慈爱恩典这么圣洁的神，因为他什么做，你慢慢你也开始被他改变，你开始被他改变。
In the book of Second Corinthians, chapter 3, verse 18, it says here.And we all, with unveiled face, beholding the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from one degree of glory to another. For this comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit. And this is how we will be able to attain the light of life. We need to follow Jesus. From believing to Jesus. To follow his words, act it out. And continuously gaze upon his cross.
那我弟兄姐妹问牧师说，我到底有没有在跟从啊？弟兄，你有没有在跟从
？And brothers and sisters, are you following Jesus?
我给你一些跟从的记号好了哈。如果
你在跟从耶稣了， give you some indicators and some signs.
多少会有这些记号？多少会有这些记号啊？对不起。
We all have some of these indicators, or maybe all of them.
开始你会行他的话啊。
First of all, you are starting to act out his words.
不是说行他的话让你得救，乃是你开始因为他的吸引，你开始会行他的话。
Not because of the salvation, but because As you follow His words, as you act out on His words, there's obedience there.
好，感谢主，我们教会弟兄姐妹，我看 99.9% 都有在行他的话。
I know that almost 100% the brothers and sisters in this church are acting out, walk the talk.
然后你会很喜欢跟他相交。
And you would like to interact with them.
当你看到这位伟大慈爱的神本为善，你会常常感恩。
And you'll be they'll be thankful.
你会亲近他，渴慕他的话。
And you will be listening to the words.
你会安静想想他，祷告，听他的话，或跟他讲。
And you'll be praying and listening to God's word.
然后你对罪会越来越敏感，但不是出于惧怕，乃是看到这位爱我们的神是这么的圣洁，我自己就觉得罪很不喜欢。你会喜乐的去对付你的罪，不是出于惧怕。
You'll be more and more sensitive to this, to your sinful nature, not because, not because of a guilty feeling, but because you want to follow Jesus and want to be more like Him every day.
然后第四个，胃口会改变。
And number four, there will be changes in your appetite.
一个跟从耶稣的人，他的胃口已经会改变。
And the one that follows Jesus, there will be some changes in appetite.
什么叫胃口改变呢？
What does it mean to be
就是他认为很喜欢很重要的东西呢，慢慢会开始改变了。
But because there will be changes in the things that he, the person will like or desire.
我从前认识一个基督徒，他本来吸大烟，吸很多烟的。
I know as of someone that before he was a Christian,
他信主之后，我也没有说，哎，你这个吸烟不好，罪。
And he was be smoking.
但是慢慢的，他被耶稣吸引，他自己就。吸烟越来越少的。
But as he felt the attraction from Jesus, then he himself naturally want to detach himself from being.
可能你很多人来的喜欢认为重要很有价值，慢慢开始在改变。
But you see the value in it, and you change.
我记得我那个还没有信主之前呢。
I know that before I became a Christian,
我在 Berkeley 念书。
I was studying in Berkeley.
那时候念书念累了，我们几个大学同学就跑到。Lake Tahoe 去这个赌场去玩一下 ，relax 一下。
For relaxation and break time, and some of the students will gather together and go up to Lake Tahoe into the casinos.
后来现在不是那个，不是什么大罪，不是不好啊。如果你把它消遣，但是慢慢的自己，我现在对这个没有兴趣。我们后来我根本就不去。
Even though it's not a big sin, a sinful act, you know, to spend some money, but as I become more and more sensitive, to Jesus as a role model.These things don't even attract me anymore.
这是你在跟从耶稣。
Because you're following Jesus, you change.
这是记号。
That's one of the indicator and sign.
这是因为你信了神。
Because you believe in God.
因为你开始注视这位神的荣光。
Because you gaze at His glory.
然后他自己慢慢的在改变你。
And then He will transform you slowly, gradually.
然后你越来越能行出神的话。
And more and more, you'll be able to act out His words.
然后你的生命就开始越来越多有神的引导。
And more and more, you have the guidance of God in your life.
你会开始知道神就是你生命的避难所。
And you know then that God is your protector in the difficult times.
我们的主耶稣。
Thanks be to God, to Jesus.
在这感恩节的时候。
At this season of Thanksgiving.
让我更觉得他的可贵。
And I appreciate his preciousness.
他说我是世界的光。
I am the light of the world.
愿我们每一个人好好的跟随他。
May everyone follow our Lord Jesus.
好，我们来祷告。
Let's pray.
主耶稣，我们谢谢你，在这感恩节的日子，也是四位姐妹能够真的是被你吸引归入你的名下，开始跟随你的时候，我们再度向你感恩。我们感谢这段话。你的这个宣告，你这个启示，乃是要指引我们。谢谢你，我们这里弟兄姐妹都是跟从你的。谢谢你已经成为我们的光，我们要跟着你，跟着更好，好叫你常常光我们，光照我们。我们活着更加生命有喜乐，有丰盛。我们把自己交在你的手中，我们感谢你，赞美你，感谢祷告，靠主耶稣基督的圣名，阿门。